Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Let's talk Sabres hockey. Here's former Sabres goalie, Marty Baron. Marty Baron's appearance on WGR is being brought to you by Paul William Belt, your power of attorney. By Firth Jewelers. For all the moments in your life, go forth to Firth. By Relax Honda. Relax, we got this. And by Roswell Park Comprehensive Cancer Center, the designated cancer center of the Buffalo Sabres.
Hang on, I dropped my pen.
Hold on.
Okay, Marty Baron joining us on the West Her Hotline, and we get to talk about some goaltending stuff with, him. He should know something about this. Marty, it's Howard and Jeremy. Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm doing good. Dropping your pen's the worst. Like, if I'm on set and I'm all hooked up to, like, the microphone and the IFB, which
sure.
is the little headphones yep. and all of that, and then you drop your pen, like, you can't move.
Yeah.
It's like you're stuck.
That's
and
a big reason why I hated television.
A full segment on the post game without a pen, and I felt lost. Like, it's the worst.
Yeah. The number of times I drop a pen, go down to reach it, and then, like, yank the microphone off accidentally.
Yeah.
You have a lot of takes on pens, Marty. Didn't we talk about a couple years ago you had one of those four-color pens, the click pens?
That's why he doesn't like dropping the pen. He needs a crane to pick the damn thing up.
I do have the four-color pens. And then the other night, NBC, Saturday afternoon, NBC's in town. John Forslund, the great John Forslund, doing the game, right? And he left his four-color pen behind. Like, he left it on the desk.
Score.
So Tammy, one of our crew with the broadcast, she took it and then put it on my chair the next day. So I got the great John Forslund's pen now. I tweeted at him and he laughed, and so I got his pen now.
I can't believe you didn't return it. Marty, UPL, we might see him tonight. We might see him tomorrow night, but it sounds like he's going to play one of these two games. What is for a young goalie, a rookie goalie, and you went through this, so they all do, obviously. But for a young goalie, what that first NHL start, what's it like? Are you sleeping the night before? Are you not? Are you nervous when the game starts? Are you not? What are you going through?
Well, you're very nervous, that's for sure. It's a dream come true. But my experience was so different because I never practiced with the team. Hmm. I showed up to Pittsburgh. I had a 20-minute morning skate, and boom, you play that night. So I think Don Granato did a great job because UPL could have played maybe Sunday, but he only had like a very short practice with the team after recovering from a slight injury in Rochester. So Don Granato said, you know what, I'm going to give him a chance to succeed and take his time and get some more practices in before he plays. But this is the time of year where you're going to get players getting that opportunity. You saw Spencer Knight with the Florida Panthers. He got an opportunity. Why? I'm not really sure. Sergei Bobrovsky is playing really good. Chris Drieger is playing really, really good. And people are going to say, who's Chris Drieger? Well, he's the backup in Florida, but he's got like a 935 save percentage or something crazy this year. So he's playing really good. But they decided, you know what? Spencer Knight has been practicing with the team. Let's give him a shot. He won the game 5-1. Montreal has got to, probably play Caden Primo. He's Keith Primo's son. You guys remember Keith Primo the Red Wings and the Flyers and all of that. So, and the Carolina Hurricanes, Wayne's nephew. So anyway, Caden Primo's probably going to be playing with the Montreal Canadiens because Price is out with a concussion. So I think it's interesting that these young goalies are now going to get a shot, but I love it. I can't wait to see if Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen is going to play tonight or tomorrow and how that's going to work out and what he can show at the National Hockey League level. It's been a tough year in Rochester. He's played okay, but the Rochester Americans, I mean, they barely have any player. With the guys that are called up to Buffalo, the taxi squad and everything, they're short on players. So it's been a tough year for him for sure to be able to play behind a good team.
Marty, what, in terms of his game, since we haven't seen him up with the Sabres yet, obviously, what can you tell us, if anything, style, strengths, what's his game all about? Can you give any kind of background on him?
Yeah, he's tall. He's got great size, and he uses it really well. A little bit more that European-type goaltender. He said yesterday he loves Pekka Rinne, right? So Pekka Rinne is a tall goalie, athletic goaltender. So I think we're going to see the same thing out of UPL. He plays on his knees really well because of his size and the new ways of playing goal. Goalies are on their knees a lot, especially around the net. When the puck's around the net, the post play, he plays on his knees a lot, and he's really good at it. But he's able to cover the top of the net because he's able to keep his shoulders up and usually be a pretty big in net. So those are the basics of Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen. Now, he's got good speed laterally, but does he have NHL speed laterally? And I think that's what is going to be able to give us a glimpse of what he has to continue working on. Getting a game here, maybe a second or third game in the last couple of weeks of the season. I hope so. I hope it's not just one and done. I hope they're able to give him one and possibly two or three. So that's, the speed is going to be the one thing that I'm going to be looking at, because that's the biggest difference between playing in the minors and playing in the NHL is the speed of the game.
We're with Marty Baron on our Western Hotline. Speaking of speed, very good, Mr. Braun. You transitioned me over to Dylan Cousins. And I wanted to ask you, I mean, one of the many things we love when watching Jack Eichel, his ability to get the puck and go whoop, right up ice. I mean, here we go. Watch him fly. We've seen Cousins do that now. He did it again the other day in the last game where he just gets the puck, zips up the left side of the ice, blows by the forwards, beats the defenseman wide, goes to the net for a chance. As you watch more and more of this kid, what's your excitement level like? What's the ceiling for this kid?
I'm excited to see what he can be in a year or two when he matures, when his body matures a little bit too, because you got to understand, he's not afraid to go in the physical battle. He goes in there. He's just not like a man yet. He doesn't have that man strength yet, and I think he'll get it, but his speed, his explosiveness is great. Don Granato talked about the first couple of strides with Dylan Cousins. Like, he just can create that separation right away. But what's even more impressive, in my opinion, is that he carries that straight speed throughout the whole length of the ice. If he gets the puck in the defensive zone, he gets explosiveness right away with the puck. But through the neutral zone and even entering the offensive zone and cutting to the net with the puck, he keeps getting faster and faster as he gets through the neutral zone, the offensive zone. And that, to me, is something that a lot of players don't have. They have the first three, four strides. They get quick, but then they plateau really quickly. You watch McDavid play. McDavid is one of those players that he's able to carry speed and even more speed the longer he has the puck, the longer he skates. And I think Dylan Cousins is like that. Not McDavid speed, but really, really high-end speed on the ice. So that's what is exciting for me, is because McKinnon, McDavid, those type of players have the long-range speed, and Dylan Cousins have that.
In the discussion of young guys that are playing well right now, Cousins is not alone, of course. We would also add Casey Mittelstadt. Now, he's going to be on with us later this morning at 9 o'clock, and what he's done in recent weeks has really been eye-opening. He's looked completely different. He looks like a much more confident player in a number of different ways. Why? What's happened with Casey Mittelstadt that has allowed him to play at the level he's been at the last few weeks?
I think one big difference is now we're focusing on the strength of Casey Mittelstadt, and I think he's focusing on his own strength as opposed to looking at the weaknesses and and himself as a player saying, well, I'm not the fastest, or I'm not the biggest, or I'm not great in the face of that. And, well, you know what? Put that aside. Focus on this, on your strength. What are you good at? Well, I'm pretty quick. When Casey Mills' dad gets going, his first three or four strides, he's really quick. Well, instead of trying to have the puck on your stick for 20 strides up the ice, have it for four or five strides and then move it. Why? Because that's when your strength is. You're really quick on the first four or five strides. You can separate yourself from your back checker in that way, and then move the puck. And he's doing that. He's moving the puck a lot quicker. But I really feel that, you know, with Casey Middlestad, with Don Granato, with a lot of the Sabres now, they're really focusing on their strengths and not really looking at their weaknesses and saying, well, we have to fix that. You're never going to fix Casey Middlestad's speed from goal line to goal line. It's never going to happen. But you know what? You can build a really good hockey player from their strength and what has made them, you know, first round picks and stand out in college and at other level, and continue to build on their strengths. So I really like when Casey gets the puck, you watch, he gets really quick in three strides, and then he moves the puck, or then he uses other skill set like his hands, his vision, his hockey IQ to be able to create something. He's not just trying to become somebody he's not. And that's that's a sign of maturity, and that's a sign of good coaching as well.
The other guy I want to ask you about before we let you go is Sam Reinhart. Now, he's at center. They've had, you know, injuries, trade, whatever, that has thinned the ranks. And he's looked effective at center. We had Don Granato on the show on Tuesday, Marty, and he said there's no reason to put him back on wing. They should just leave him at center. What do you think about that?
I think there's no reason to put him back on wing because of the need right now of the Sabres. But in a normal season, if you have Eichel healthy, Cousins healthy, Middlestad's healthy, I don't think there's room for Sam Reinhart at center. And unless you decided to play Sam Reinhart maybe a little lower in the lineup, maybe as a third-line center, give him more the tough matchup. You say, okay, you're going to play against, you know, the Patrice Bergeron line. You're going to play against the Crosby line. Maybe that's what you would do to try to free up Eichel and maybe Cousins. I think that's for next season, a decision to be made over the summer, over next season. Right now, you're keeping him at center because you have a need at center, and there's no need to say, okay, we're going to play Riley Sheahan at center over Sam Reinhart or Cody Eakin at center over Sam Reinhart. You have Reinhart, you have Cousins, you have Middlestad. Those are your top three center, and you're going with it, and it's working. So I don't see a need to change that right now, but you may have to make a decision over the summer as to who your center and your top three are going to be.
Hey, just so you know, no F1 this weekend. So, I know you gotta work Sunday night, but you got to find something else to keep you busy this weekend.
What a race Sunday morning, right? I mean, It was amazing in the rain, the whole, you know, wet tires, intermediate tires. Lewis Hamilton making, and Jeremy, I'm sure you heard this and you laugh because Brian Duff and I talked about it in his post-race conference. He says, I made a mistake. I haven't made a mistake in a long time. Like, how about the confidence of Lewis Hamilton to say he has not made a mistake in a long time in a Formula One race? Like, that is pretty cocky, but at the same time, very confident.
And very accurate, too.
it was awesome. It was awesome. Yeah. It was great, Marty, watching that mistake meant that the race got a lot more exciting as we watched him basically climb the field. And one of the things Lewis Hamilton did, I saw, he basically sent messages to almost every other driver via social media, like Lando Norris said, like, hey, good to see you up on the podium. You did a great job. Like this, I think he's excited for a season that's going to have, you know, a lot of competition. It's definitely a better season than last year already.
And even though, like, Hamilton finished second and Verstappen won, like, we are used to seeing Hamilton from the front and just cruising through a victory. Mm-hmm. And what we saw him coming back and overtaking driver after driver after driver, and Lando Norris says, he's too fast for me. I can't keep up. He's too fast for me. Like, that's beneficial to Lewis Hamilton, I think, in the way that he's going to, you know, be maybe the best driver ever to race in the F1 because now he gets to show a different side of what he can do.
All right, Mr. Baron. Thank you, as always, for hockey talk, sir. Always nice having you on the show. Enjoy your weekend, and we'll catch up with you next week.
Well, thanks for reminding me that there's no Formula One this weekend and that I'm working on Sunday. Yeah, I mean, you always bring the good news, right?
That's what we're here for. I just want to make sure you had your big pen ready to go.
I have my big pen ready to go. I have tonight, tomorrow, and Sunday, 3 and 4. I'm going to be tired after that.
Hey, make sure you ask Duff how the Astros are doing this season. He'll love that conversation.
I don't even want to bring up baseball with Mr. Duff. He's not a happy man right now.
Yeah, I get that. All right, Marty. Thanks, sir.
Thank you.